Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Frightened Democrats, Lee, want a gag order to shut Trump up. They want a gag order from the judge. And they'll get it. They get whatever they want. Because, These judges are elected in New York. Okay, so whatever judge doesn't do what the, most radical portion of the Democrat primary electorate wants is going down, and they know it. So whatever illegal things the left wants the court to do here, no matter how irrational, these judges are going to do it. These are truly kangaroo courts. By the way, this is actually the weakest case against Trump. There's two more pending out there. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see him triple indicted. This is just the first one. And I'm telling you, they want to make this the norm. They want to make this the norm. If you are the Republican front runner in the polls, clearly the front runner, you're getting indicted. It's just how it is. And believe me, as these left-wing voters see this, they will expect it in every election. And they'll get it, too, because, look, these local judges, they'll go down in primaries if they don't indict Trump. If they say, hey, this is not a legal use of the law, you can't do that. It doesn't matter. They're going to do this in blue areas, and they're going to haul you in. And that's why I said my first reaction yesterday was, if you are a right winger, you got to learn from this. You cannot live in a blue area if you're a public persona. You can't. I've been saying it for months, have I not? These are post-American, post-constitutional judicial systems. Yeah. And have I not been saying for weeks, months, Americans don't understand the judicial system in blue areas, and our federal judicial system is gone. Mm-hmm. It is gone. And I don't think even the hosts on Fox News understand as much as they were correctly crowing about it, because then you had all these morons. They had all these morons on, this is not a good case, and the jury's going to hear that you can't prosecute on this, and the jury's going to hear there was no fraud, so the statute doesn't fit. No, it doesn't matter. No, it
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what the jury's going to hear. Who cares? They're doing this in Manhattan because the voter base there is 80% Democrat, almost 90%. When you add in how they vote, some of them are independents. But if you look at the voting patterns, it's just shy of 90. So what's the math there? Okay, you got 11. How many do you get to strike on the jury? Well, you get two, usually. I mean, I've covered a lot of these cases. You get two. All right. Well, what are you going to do? Go pull their voter record. Strike the two who you think are not Democrat. And there you go. Got a conviction. You can argue the most absurd thing in the world. And they will. And they're going to win. And this is why I've been saying the problem here, what you're looking at, Lee, is not just, they're going to get Trump, they're going to get our front runner. No. They're going to start doing this to members of Congress, too. Because when you look at the D.C. courts, it's the same way. And D.C. is even worse. They've got a 90% Democrat registration, right? Do you remember when the FBI tried their own lawyer in the D.C. courts? Because remember, he had come to them at Hillary's behest and said, Russia collusion, and lied to them about Russia collusion. That was laid out in court. This guy broke the law. Okay, so they refused to convict. So they interview them after they interview the jurors. And the jurors say, we knew he broke the law. Yeah, he definitely broke it. But we're fine with it because they like the politics of it because he went after Trump. He lied to the FBI, broke the law, lying to the FBI, going after Trump. But they just thought it was cool that he went after Trump, so they acquitted him. Just let it go. That is what a weaponized jury does. It works both ways. So understand, people are like, we need justice. What, you going to try him in D.C.? Yeah. D.C. courts never going to take out Hunter Biden. They're never going to take out Joe Biden. None of that will ever happen even if the jury walks out of that room and tells the people interviewing them, yes, we knew he broke the law. We just thought he should be left alone. We like the FBI. So this is where we are, and it's even worse in these local cases where the judges are elected at the local level, not appointed. So this is why you're going to begin to see them in these courtrooms, hauled into blue state courtrooms. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to say what really concerns me here from the big picture standpoint. It's already well established that liberal progressives have no respect for the rule of law.
No, none.
What's going to happen to this nation when we then have those on the right who have no reason to have any expectation for the rule of law? Because that's what we're being shown here. Granted, and you're absolutely right about your criticism, Republicans and Democrats are both at fault here for what's been going on with Donald Trump. But what liberal progressives are doing here is taking away any semblance of the rule of law actually working in this country. And when you have the left and the right, neither of whom have any respect for the rule of law, what have you got? You don't have a nation anymore.
No, it's gone. The federal system's gone for sure. And at that point, you've got the left coming into right areas to attempt to extract political prisoners for trial in post-American, post-constitutional territories that are essentially kangaroo courts. And I mean, again, we saw the beginning. Have I not been forecasting that far? We saw the beginnings of it with DeSantis saying, I'm not participating in the extraction of Trump. I'm not doing it.
Extradition.
I say extraction because it's gonna be like that with the jackboots going in. You know, I mean, are they going to fight the Secret Service? Is that how that's going to go? I mean, it's going to be weird, you know?
And I just saw where they're now saying that Trump's probably going to be go Tuesday. I'm guessing what they'll do is they'll say Tuesday and they'll actually do it Monday. And, you know, I don't think that there's going to be any type of resistance put up by Trump and his attorneys. I think you probably do things hopefully this time the smart way, and just go ahead peacefully, go along with it, and get a smiling mugshot for the DA and for the media, and you know, get on with it. Because you know, even if convicted, I mean, there's nothing to this. He's not going to prison. That's not going to happen. All they want is this indictment. That's what they want. They want the headline. They want the narrative. They want to be able to say your Republican MAGA president was indicted. And they've got it. It's what they wanted.
It'll work, too.
Just like the impeachment.
In which general, it'll work.
The impeachment they knew was never going anywhere. And they did it twice. They knew it wasn't going to work. They just wanted to say, we indicted him twice. I mean, impeached him twice. That's all they wanted. That's all they want is the headlines. That's it.
Because they know they hurt him. I mean,
yeah,
Joey Behar laid it out. This is making Trump very loved and very protected in the Republican primary, but I'm telling you, it does not help him in the general election.
No, not at all.
It turns out it will turn out these flaky suburban women who, you know, if they don't have a hair care appointment that day, will go vote. See, I'm telling you, I can say it because I'm a woman. Women are the most dangerous voters in this country, especially the educated ones. They get exponentially dumber the more you educate them at these liberal colleges. And they're just so dumb. And so, I mean, they'll go vote, I mean, based on, you know, whatever news report from NPR they heard last. And if they don't have a hair care or nail appointment that day and they get a little angry at Trump and they feel something and they'll go. I mean, but this indictment does hurt Trump.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
If I was the Democrats, I'll tell you what I would do with it. I would make sure that whatever sentence he gets, if he gets a sentence in one of these, and he will, because they do whatever they want once they get you in one of these blue courts, I would make sure the sentence has him out of prison in time for the election. I do not want him in prison during the election. Don't want that. I don't want him unable to run in any way. I want to be able to say he served his time and that he's a criminal. That's what I would do. This is just to mess him up. So, yes, this is making him, it's dramatically increased his popularity among Republicans who've come back home in the primary. I mean, you're watching DeSantis, you know, who was actually, you know, really at Trump's heels in December, has fallen way back by double digits. But this is not going to help Trump with the general population at all. And that's the point of it, is to bloody him up.
Yeah.
But still keep him standing.
Exactly.
So
that they can continue to divide the GOP in the primaries. And, you know.
Oh, yeah. All of it.
That's what this is about. I mean, all this is politics.
It's all politics.
Every single bit of it. You know, every bit of this is nothing but pure politics, and that's all that this is. This has nothing to do with justice.
Nope. No, it doesn't. And now I'm seeing people on the text line saying, well, Republicans should, you know, do this to Democrats. No, that doesn't work. That's not how I want to fight this fight. Well, tit for tat. If they can do it, no, that makes us just as bad. And they've got the upper hand anyway. So, no, that's not what we do. We use the power that our founders intended, which is the power of the states. If you guys want this to stop, let's repeal the income tax amendment. Watch the federal government collapse back down to size. The size it was meant to be when it was only supposed to be funded by tariffs. If you want to know something you can do, I don't even think we can piecemeal this anymore. Go, well, maybe we'll beg Kevin McCarthy to shut down the FBI or something. No, our leaders are not going to shut down the FBI. The FBI protects them. They're not going to do that. I'm going to say our leaders, I mean our Republican leaders. We need to pull the plug on the funding. That needs to be the fight. We have got to get rid of the federal. You know, we only had an income tax since the early 1900s.
Yeah.
And you know, in the founders, if you go back and read the Federalist Papers, the founders thought income tax was slavery.
Yeah.
They used that term in the Federalist Papers, the speeches they were giving at the two constitutional conventions, slavery. We voted ourselves into slavery with it. That's why our government is so much bigger than the founders ever intended. So, I mean, I'm sick and tired of sitting around hearing people go, well, we got to restore the integrity of our institution. Our institutions, our federal institutions were never supposed to exist.
Many of them, yes. True.
Yeah, only the ones in the Constitution. And that does not include the Department of Justice or the FBI.
Yeah.
Not in the Constitution. Bye-bye. No funding for it anyway. We had a wonderful country up until the mid-1900s, the teens, 1913 to 1916. We can go back to that. We just need to pull the plug on a federal government and weaken it. We don't have time to go agency by agency and hope Kevin McCarthy will defund the FBI. And then the Democrats come right back and fund it bigger.
Terrorists wanted. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on
News Talk 98.9
WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.